First, that Justice Department report on the police department in Ferguson, Missouri. In a town that's a third white, blacks accounted for 85% of all traffic stops, 90% of tickets issued, and were twice as likely to be searched, even though whites were far more likely to be carrying contraband. The report took 6 months, included hundreds of interviews, and concluded that the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown by the white officer Darren Wilson was just a match that ignited a bonfire of resentment. Separately today, the investigation clears Wilson of civil rights charges in the shooting. But the report is a devastating indictment of the mostly white Ferguson officials who also circulated racist emails. 30-year-old Tori Russell is co-founder of Hands Up United, the youth-led protest movement that formed in Ferguson. He's in Selma, Alabama today, speaking at commemorations of the march that led to the Voting Rights Act. But Tori, your response to this report?
Just a shame. I really don't know how to go back into the community and explain some of these things. I think at this point, people are just giving up on the justice system. Officers making racist jokes. People have been telling them for the last 6 months. It takes the police task force and the Ferguson Commission to back those things up with statistics that we already had. Still no civil rights violation. And maybe some recommendations to come.
Well, some looking at it say that the report will probably force Ferguson officials to either negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department or they could be sued by the Justice Department. Does that not give you some satisfaction?
Very little. These practices go on from the city of St. Louis to city and county officials doing the same. A lawsuit by the Department of Justice, I just talked to them last night. They only sue for recommendations and consent decrees. We see how that's going in Cleveland. They have a black mayor, a black police chief, same racial bias. I don't think it's implicitly if they're white or not. I think if the police is backed by the system, you're going to get a mayor that gets on TV with no empathy, no sympathy for a 12-year-old boy.
In Cleveland, officials there found that Tamir Rice, the young boy with the fake gun, the 12-year-old who was shot dead by a police officer, in that case, Cleveland officials are saying that he brought the shooting on himself. The Justice Department has opened more than 20 investigations into local police departments, issued these tough findings against cities in Newark, Albuquerque, Cleveland. You're saying that tough finding is not the same as making somebody pay or creating change. And we remember we talked to Matt Taibbi, who wrote the book The Divide, American Injustice in the Age of the Wealth Gap. He said that not only was this racism, but it's the way many cities are getting their revenue.
That's a good book. If you're not holding the people in the city accountable, like the officers, the elected officials, then the people are going to continue to facilitate racism in every corner of society.
Give us some examples of what we're talking about. We were reading that, for instance, for jaywalking, blacks accounted for 95% of all the arrests in Ferguson. In other stories that we've heard in other cities, you know, people get arrested for riding their bike on the sidewalk, blacks pretty exclusively. Is that true, that people are picked up for those kinds of infractions?
Yeah, every day. Walking, trying to catch the bus, saying hello to a friend, crossing the street to go get some food. You're black, you do it. It's time to go to jail. It's time to get a citation.
It's not sometimes as much the original fee, but if you can't pay the fee, then it gets compounded. And maybe you're afraid to go to court because you can't pay the huge fee. And then now there's a warrant out for your arrest because you can't pay your fees.
Yeah, $10 parking tickets turn into $200, $300, $400, $40, $50 citations for not having a train ticket can turn into $200. Driving without no blinker, that start off at $60. The fines would take you up to $300, $400. Driving while suspended, in some places it's $1,000 with fines. So a lot of people don't drive. A lot of people driver's license are suspended for no blinker, dim bulb lights for the license plates and things of that nature. It's a racket, of course, that we have classism, but it's a racket on black and brown people.
What would you like to see happen? Should these cases be reviewed?
I mean, there's a lot of cases to review. I mean, we actually kind of believe that it should just be a stop in policing in the way that it's going right now.
But even during the shooting, we heard from black residents of Ferguson, store owners, for instance, that they needed policing.
It's a weird system that they desire. The police, they're not preventing the crimes. They're not solving them. They're not stopping them. So it makes it seem like there's nowhere else to turn but the police.
That's Troy Russell. He's 30. He's co-founder of Hands Up United, the youth-led protest movement that formed in Ferguson after the Michael Brown shooting. Troy, thank you.
Thank you.